Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Hey, Will.
How are you doing?
Fabulous. And, yep, we've brought in this Yorkshire rhubarb pavlova, which is very much in season, very much on topic in Yorkshire this weekend, because it's the Yorkshire Rhubarb Festival down in Wakefield, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there all 3 days, cooking up some Yorkshire rhubarb, and yeah, love it. It's one of my favourite food festivals of the year, this, and it's the first one. It's cold, bring your woolly hat, but it'll be great fun.
You see, rhubarb and Wakefield, they just go together. I mean, there's
they
a
do.
Long history yeah. of association there, isn't there?
There is, and it's all to do with the climate. It's all to do with the shoddy, which is what they used to use in the wool mills.
Wakefield and shoddy in the same sentence? Never.
But it is a great area to grow rhubarb. And there's 11 rhubarb growers, and there's only 11 left. There used to be over 50. So, you know, we've got to really sort of nurture this beautiful vegetable, actually. It's not a fruit, but it tastes great, and you need plenty of sugar to eat with it.
Well, so it's my old stomping ground, actually. I went to school in Wakefield and was brought up in Pontefract. I'm quite familiar with that part of the world myself.
Exactly.
And tell me about the festival this weekend briefly.
So there's going to be all sorts of things there. There'll be Dame Ruby Rhubarb.
That makes sense.
There'll be the Gangster Grannies. They'll be selling rhubarb. There'll be all sorts of things. Lots of street art, lots of street entertainment, lots of stalls, rhubarb things to try, lots of chefs.
And my very own co-host, Steph Moon's going to be there as well. Brilliant stuff. Now, Steph, tell me about tonight's rhubarb dish. This looks fantastic. What have we got here, Steph?
Well, this is a really great dish to have on a buffet or to have as a family party. It's the sort of thing that you want to see whole. And what we've got here is layered meringue with whipped cream with Yorkshire rhubarb. I've actually popped some rhubarb in some ginger beer jelly just to give it a bit of something different there. And we've got some parking crumbs, so a bit of Yorkshire parking in there as well. So it's all layered up and looking pretty and looking very, very sort of fresh and lovely to eat, really.
Okay, so tell us where you'd start with this then.
So you whip the meringue and basically it's equal. So you have, let's say 300 grams of egg white. We're using free-range eggs. They're not freezing cold out the fridge. They've been brought up to room temperature. And you whip the egg white really nice and stiff, and then you would fold in 600 grams, so it's double the amount of egg white to sugar. That's what gives it that nice crispy base. And you want a little bit chewy in the middle, so you pop a little tiny bit of corn flour in there and a little bit of salt and lemon just for flavour. And you bake it in the oven for low and slow for about 2 hours just to get it really nice and crispy, and then let it go cold and just layer it up with whatever you like. So if rhubarb's not your bag, you know, you could use stewed plums. You could, this time of year, it could be anything like that, really.
So essentially you can stick anything on the top of this meringue.
Yeah, a bag of frozen berries if that's what you like.
I thought you were going to say a bag of frozen peas.
Ideally not, but it's really nice to have something light sometimes, and after a heavy meal. Now, this is the sort of time of year when we're having stews and we're having shepherd's pie, that sort of thing.
Oh, you're telling me.
Yeah, and this is something light to follow a meal like that. So, yeah, all good.
And good with a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
Well, Steph, thank you very much. You're going to be with us for the rest of the show this evening, and we're going to tuck in between now and 8 o'clock to that meringue tonight. Thank you, Steph.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.